The Vocal Arts Ensemble celebrates the holiday season with a candlelit Christmas, December 14th and 15th, and then heads into the new year with a new artistic director. Nathan Bick is the VAE's executive director, and we welcome you back to the studio.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
A candlelit Christmas is just what it says, isn't it?
It is. It's an idea that we came up with about 3 years ago, and this was just an idea to enhance what was already a very popular Christmas program. We generally did 2 to 3 Christmas-oriented programs in venues throughout the city, and we thought, why don't we try this, enhancing the atmosphere by making it a candlelit experience? And really, what it did was it took a very festive and fun concert and made it just really a poignant evening, or 2 evenings in this case, that have really sort of caught fire. And I think if we didn't do a candlelit Christmas, our supporters would be upset, because there's something special about really kind of toning down a space. And there's so many beautiful concert and church spaces in Cincinnati, creating that environment and then bringing the glorious music. It's just something that's very special and I think unique in Cincinnati.
Well, talk a little bit about those spaces where you're going to be performing.
Gladly, yeah. So we are going back, actually, to the same venues we performed in last December, and those would be St. Boniface Church in Northside and St. Francis de Sales in East Walnut Hills. And they're both just lovely, lovely spaces, 100 years plus in existence, and these just grand stone cathedrals that, first of all, sound terrific. So that's kind of number one concern for us. But then they're just steeped in history and really add kind of another element to the music and the festive spirit we're trying to create.
And what will you be singing?
So this year, we're so excited to welcome back Earl Rivers, who was the director of VAE for 20 years. He's still the leader of the choral department at CCM and Knox Presbyterian Church. And this is the first time he's going to be back leading our group since 2008, I believe. So we're thrilled about that. We're bringing in the Cincinnati Children's Choir, led by Rob and Lana. They're going to perform a few pieces and then come together at the end to perform a few festive Christmas songs. But the key parts of this concert will be 3 settings of the Magnificat, spanning 300 years of composition. So we go from Andrea Gabrielli to Cesar Sui and John Tavener. So it's really 3 unique settings of that kind of pivotal text. And then we'll complement that with some international music that's of the season, Nativity Carols by Stephen Paulus, and some other holiday favorites sprinkled in. So it's something for everybody.
You get off for the holiday season, and then in February of 2014, the VAE welcomes its new music director, Craig Halla Johnson, and he's going to be directing that wonderful epic work, Rachmaninoff's Vespers.
My gosh, yes, we cannot wait for this. For folks who came to our last January concert, this would be at Christ Church Cathedral, beginning of this year, Craig was a guest conductor at the time and really blew people away. And we were doing a search for a music director at the time, and all of a sudden we said, well, you know, if this guy's interested in working with us in any way in the future, we're there. So fortunately he was. He fell in love with Cincinnati, our singers, the community, and he's beginning his tenure as music director in February with the amazing work of Rachmaninoff's Vespers. It's, for me, perhaps the most moving choral work there is. It's about an hour of a cappella, Russian, just lush, romantic music. And we're doing it in 2 beautiful spaces again, returning to St. Boniface in Northside and then the Cathedral Basilica in Covington. So again, the space and the music and everything coming together to kick off what we know will be an amazing addition to the choral arts here in Cincinnati.
Tell us a little bit about Craig Halla Johnson, because our listeners may not know what an extraordinary figure he is in choral music.
Sure. He is really one of the leaders in choral music, not only nationally, but internationally. He's based in Austin, Texas, where he has led a group called Conspirare for 20 years. And this is a group similar to VAE it's basically a chamber choir. So a group of, let's say, 24 to 36 professional singers. And they just do amazing, amazing work. And they've been nominated for 5 Grammys. They've done a PBS special. It just blew up all over the country. And he's just a visionary guy that, as talented as he is, he's also deeply spiritual about the music and creating a connection with the audience. And he just has a way of really connecting the classical music that musicians really can grasp onto, but then also the elements of modern music and even popular music to sort of blend these amazing collage concerts, as well as some of the standard rep pieces like Rachmaninoff Vespers. We thought, what better way to kick off a new chapter of Yi's history than with this seminal work?
And then you conclude the season in May with a concert of commissions and contemporary works, and it's a precursor to the May Festival, but also to Cincinnati Opera Season.
It sure is. Yeah, there's some really neat tie-ins with this. So this is on Friday, May 2nd at Memorial Hall downtown, and this is the Friday before the May Festival begins. So your listeners are probably familiar somewhat with what they do, and it's just an amazing festival. It's the premier choral festival of the United States, and we're so lucky to have them here. And for us, they've been amazing partners over the last year. And so we're so happy to be creating energy and drawing attention to the summer season of choral music and then, yes, opera. And there'll be a number of new works. There'll be a premiere by a young composer named Jake Runestad. And then we'll go to a work by Kevin Putz, whose work will be featured in the opera season, Silent Night. And there's just a lot of interesting tie-ins that I think are really bringing all the arts, which there's so many amazing groups here, but there's a number of tie-ins that I think will make this an exciting concert. And then we complement that with a piece by Bach. So it's not just the new, it's not just the old. It's really just finding work that's, I think, first of all, it's beautiful music, beautiful art, but it's then relevant to today, and finding connections that you wouldn't see immediately, perhaps, but you find themes that speak to all of us over centuries. So we can't wait.
The members of the Vocal Arts Ensemble are all professional musicians. Is that correct?
They are, yes. But in addition to being professional, classically trained singers with us, they also have other jobs. And what we do is not a full-time career, although we wish it could be, and hopefully sometime in the future it could be. But for now, they have day jobs, or they are graduate students, teachers, all kinds of things, which is one of the great things, I think, about an ensemble like this is that you've got people that have this love and this talent for singing, but there's so many other levels to these folks. And it's really kind of a family. And to see them come together and create these amazing works of music and these experiences of these programs, it's something I find just so unique, so special. And I'm so happy to be just a part of it.
And how many singers are there in VAE?
Generally, we have about 24, so that's kind of our base number. But this year, for our third and fourth concerts, the Rachmaninoff Vespers and the May concert, we're going to expand to between 32 and 36, just because for the Rachmaninoff, it demands just a few more voices to really, I think, do it justice. And we're really excited to be bringing in a few of the low, low basses that are so famous of that kind of music. There are two we're bringing in, one from Austin, Texas, a guy named Cameron Beecham, and a gentleman from Detroit named Glenn Miller. And Glenn was actually on the famous Robert Shaw recording in 1989 and is often sought after for this performance all over the country just because it's such a unique and amazing low bass voice. It's really going to blow people away.
It's an exciting season, and Nathan Bick, I thank you so much for joining us. Nathan Bick is the Executive Director of the Vocal Arts Ensemble. A Candlelit Christmas is December 14th and 15th. You can find out more about this concert and the VAE season by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.